Poor air quality isn't a partisan issue. It's a problem that affects every Utahn. That's why Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker was up at the state capitol Thursday, calling on the state to take a closer look at what can be done.
I know this winter, as I see the press we're getting nationally about the toxic cloud, the horrible air quality we have here, that I feel a bit embarrassed for our region. For a whole variety of reasons, whether it's our health, whether it's for economic reasons, whether it's for the quality of our life, we need to take more steps and better action than we've taken to date if we're going to address air quality.
Ogden Mayor Mike Caldwell joined Becker, saying if more is not done to address the issue, the state stands to lose some of the national recognition it has received in the past.
We've all known that Utah has been recognized by Forbes as one of the, well, 3 years running, as the tops, one of the top economies in the nation. That, we believe, will go if this is not an attractive place for people to come and spend their lives.
The two are asking the state to look at things like amending the state constitution so additional gas tax revenues can go directly to transit. They're also asking the legislature to look at changing the state vehicle registration fee schedule to a mileage-based system. But ultimately, they say it all comes down to education.
There's no magic bullet, no miracle piece of legislation or science that we believe is going to come out and take care of this. It's on us all to work together to be the change that we want to see in the community and along the Wasatch Front.
Becker and Caldwell say they would like the state to devote more resources to educational campaigns on the effects of Utah's poor air quality, the health effects, and solutions to improve it. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.